Hey guys, what is up? We're glad you stopped by for 30 minutes instead of spending your day doing something productive. Hey, this is my co-host Moon.
Hello.
All right, so what are we doing today? I don't really know.
It's like really late at night when we're recording this, and we don't really have much to talk about, so we're just here, we're hanging out.
Yeah, we're kind of hanging out, so I don't know why you'd want to listen to people talk. But, yeah. So, clearly as you can tell, on the night of this happening, we currently just Rickrolled Soundation. We released my synthwave K-pop remix of Never Gonna Give You Up.
Yep. And I kind of hit it, not very secretly hit it, in one of my old tracks.
Nice.
Like from 25 days ago.
Yeah, he hit a Rickroll in one of his tracks.
It was amazing.
Yes.
People found out about it as soon as they clicked the song, but it was amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Anyway, so there was a scammer who got Rickrolled. So you know those people who target the songs that are like under 3 plays. So my SoundCloud is not like my SoundCloud is barely active. Like I release there normally, but I do not actually to get any attention. Like, no one pays attention to my SoundCloud account anymore. But yeah, so a scammer emailed me, or DM'd me, I guess. Here, I will read the message. Yeah, Rammer100. I am editor a blog for artist, which is in fact, I don't know why they decided to add that, in fact, about releases like yours, just a normal K-pop song, nothing to see here. Are ya agree to get one of your tracks shared to main section listing on blog? Who talks like this? Results. Yes,
clearly
the results.
Human.
Exactly 500 likes. Reposts. Followers in thousands of plays for your SoundCloud page. I have loaded the link on my account's picture. More information here. Yes.
That was clearly
scammer got Rickrolled.
The most human-like human being I've heard all day.
Yep.
Obviously. Anyway,
howdy.
What shall we? Howdy. Yeah.
Yes.
What
do you want to talk about?
Deputy Moon of the Thought Police.
Yes.
This is Sheriff X-Wolf.
Yep. So I don't know.
We arrest thoughts for crimes of thoughtery.
It's one of our hobbies on SoundCloud. We just go find random thought bots and we go and say
arrest them.
Thought police. So that's like
trust
a
me,
really
it's amazing.
Random thing. It's like, man, it's not even that late. It's like 10. I don't know. I could be just super sleepy, so I don't know.
9
that.
For me.
It's 9 for him.
But yeah.
I think it's 10 for me. But anyway, yeah. So let me see if any of the tracks that I got. So one of my new songs that y'all haven't heard before, at least I don't think. I think I've shared it on my Discord server before. My new ID that got rejected twice by the server, even after I fixed the things they complained about. I don't know what their problem was, but they after I fixed all the things that they complained about, I spent like 3 hours doing a mixdown, so I'm fairly sure I didn't just lightly do it. I didn't lightly touch it up. I spent like 3 hours trying to mix it down. Still got rejected, so I just didn't even care at that point, and I sent it to all the biggest recording companies and knew that it was going to get rejected, so we're going to go see if any of them. Nope, I can already tell they're not responding because my inbox doesn't have any mail in it. No, you see what normally happens with the big recording companies? They don't even respond. They don't even respond.
RIP. F.
They just don't respond. It's frustrating, but I don't care.
I wonder if anyone actually listens to all of these all the way through.
Yeah, I don't know if people. It is their job, so I would guess, at least to some degree.
To some degree, yes, I guess.
Yep. But, yeah, do you want to play, like, an online game or something so we can not have the chat die in our podcast?
The chat's dying on our podcast. The chat
is dying on our podcast.
What a way to put it.
Yeah, that... We need to have more of a structured idea for these podcasts.
Before we start it each time, yeah.
But, yeah. I don't know. If we're going off of EDM topics, is there anything that exciting that really happened this week?
Let us see.
I don't know. For me, it's Christmas break. I don't know how many of you guys have Christmas break.
It just started for me today.
Yeah, it just started for me today as well.
I mostly failed my classes. That's gonna be amazing. Pretty much
all of us, because none of us do our work during the last week of winter break, let's be totally honest. At least I don't. God, that makes me look like a freaking idiot. Any girls who find this, like, 3 years in the future, are gonna find this, and they're not gonna want to date me. I mean, I never had any chances anyway, but... any chances have been further decreased.
I'm looking at news about EDM. Visual artist for Skrillex, Zed, sells art collection for $777,000.
Zed the producer?
Yeah.
Wait, seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's cool. I didn't know he was the artist.
It is.
That's pretty good. How much did he sell it for?
He sold a collection of digital art for $777,000.
Okay, first off, if you're buying digital art that's not even real art...
I mean, it's really good.
It's good, but it's like cover art, right? It's like cover art.
Kinda, yeah.
Is it the cover art itself? Or
Alright, Beeple, one of the most prolific visual graphics artists in dance music, has sold a collection of digital artwork for astounding $777,777 via auction.
I'm sorry, but why? Like, come on, you can literally just get a copy of, like, you can just find all this stuff. Unless it's unreleased, then I would sort of get it. But again, if you're paying $770,000 for an art collection from digital artist, that it isn't even, like, a physical painting. Like, don't get me wrong, it's a cool painting, but geez.
I mean, I guess it's, like, some of the best in the world, but yeah, still, it's a bunch of money. It's a whole collection.
I know, but it's, like, not even for a real-life art. It's a PNG file.
I mean, yeah, I'm sorry.
I don't want to hate on digital artists. Like, some of the stuff they do is really cool. Like, yeah, it's genuine art. It's, I'm like, just saying, mind-blowing. It's not physical art. That's what I meant. So, sorry for angering everyone in the community.
So some digital artists in the future, like 5 years from now, are gonna say, "Electric music is not real music. Real music is played on instruments."
Yeah, that makes sense. I think that's kind of the general consensus now.
Yeah, people that don't like
people that are like, you know, music connoisseurs, they think that real music is played on instruments. To some degree, they are right, but. To some degree, they're right, but to some degree, they're wrong. I don't know. A lot of music purists hate dubstep, and a lot of people, I think, as well, hate it as it because it doesn't sound with music, and I think it's also the crowd as well. They equate them to like these modern day hippies who are just dress up and scantily clad, dress up scantily clad while it. Person on stage presses a button and the bass goes
whoa.
I don't know. I think dubstep is taking a shift away from that direction. Like with the rise of future rhythm and color bass, dubstep is definitely taking a step away from that kind of persona. What do you think?
I mean, you're not wrong. It is, but
it used to be that some kind of thing.
Yeah. What were we talking? Right, the artist that sold their
selling.
Apparently, it's like one of the best in the world. Who's made deals with Skrillex, Zed, Deadmau5.
Nice.
Let me see. They've won numerous, like, international awards for their apparent art on digital devices.
That's pretty sick. I don't even know how they do that.
Yeah, that's... Are you going to win a Grammy for something upon those lines?
Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
How?
I don't know.
That is... It must be, like, amazing.
I did want to say something. A popular metal guitarist...
Yeah.
Named Nick Nocturnal, he did an interview with, I think it was Loudwire, and he, like, it was just so confusing seeing him outside of his own YouTube channel, because normally he doesn't go outside of his own YouTube channel unless it's to collab with other artists. But, like, seeing him on Loudwire's page was just kind of entertaining, I guess.
There's some stuff about Deadmau5 going off the radar now.
Uh-oh.
Deadmau5 issues apology for recent behavior,
says
he's going off the radar. He says, "I've come to conclusion that I'm in need of professional help," wrote Deadmau5.
Wait, what happened?
When Deadmau5 walks back his banter twice in a week, it's hard for anyone to argue that the lines have been crossed. The Canadian producer, Deadmau5, came under fire for two separate incidents in a week alone.
What are the incidents?
And has made public apology. That's great. Last week, Deadmau5 tweeted, "That woman don't poses."
Oh, yes. That, yes, that kind of thing. So he was just being a...
A remark that many consider transphobic. Yesterday it came light during a gaming live stream. He referred to Slushy's music as autistic crap.
Yeah, that's a little rude, buddy. By technical standards, everyone with ADHD or autism's music is autistic crap. Honestly, I've seen people with autism that create music, and they're freaking geniuses.
Yeah, I mean, without knowing that, he didn't know that Slushy was actually on the autistic spectrum.
Dang.
Last night, he addressed both facts passed by making the following statement. This has been, quote-unquote, Deadmau5 said, "This has been a very difficult period, and I sincerely apologize for my comments which were completely offensive."
Yeah, offensive. That's the least you can
and
do.
"And I take full responsibility for now. Well, for... Now it's time for me to deal with my own personal issues, including finally addressing my own mental health challenges that I've wrestled with for the past several years. My desire is to start a label and to uplift my community and give opportunities to the next generation, and I've fallen short of that goal. I've consulted with friends and loved ones, and I've come to the conclusion that I'm in need of professional help to help my issues. Again, I apologize for those who I've offended. I will be going off the radar and taking all the necessary time to work for myself." That's good, but dang.
Yeah, he really... I'll tell you, he really apologized there.
Yeah, I honestly... I don't think many people have heard him say such sentimental stuff.
Yeah, like, he isn't the kind of person. He got mad at the fact that, it's so easy to make decent music these days, like, oh, a 10-year-old kid can make a dance hit on a laptop. If that were that easy, I would have blown up a long time ago, but, okay, Deadmau5.
Then he got mad at, people donating to Twitch streamers.
If they're e-girls, then I would totally get him. E-girls are weird.
Okay, so... Hold on, what is that?
Simps are even weirder.
That is really cool.
Nice.
This is like a dystopian Daft Punk full-faced modular mask.
That's pretty sick. I gotta see
that
this.
Hold on. I'll show you, hold on.
God dang, I wish we had a podcast studio and I wasn't sitting in my bedroom.
Yeah. Yeah, same.
Dang,
here.
That's pretty sick. But why would you ever want to wear that in public?
Honestly, I'd just probably wear that at a concert if I had one.
Yeah, I would wear that in a concert, not just looks. That would look weird. Yeah, it's essentially literally just a medical mask, and yeah, you can for $199, you can look like a cringy Daft Punk-esque. I know it's Daft Punk and everything, but that would be complete cringe everywhere else.
But yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
A concert.
For $199, you can look like a cringy Daft Punk-esque astronaut.
Yeah. Well,
honestly,
we interrupted this video with the sponsor called Raid Shadow Legend. I'm kidding. I need to shut up.
Honey.
We're just sponsored by all the sponsors.
Today we are sponsored by water. It's good for you. Try some.
Try some water. But not any water. Dasani water.
Yeah, Dasani. That's the stuff.
Was there a thing with the Dasani scams you? I'm pretty sure all the water companies put salt in the water. It's like a tiny amount to make sure the water isn't just nothing. I don't know why they want the water being nothing, but like for some reason
people
they
get
put
some
minerals
more
in it. I'm not defending the water companies here. That's just what I heard.
By the way, do you know what Nestle does?
What?
And why?
What does it do?
Nestle steals water from a poor village that cannot afford water.
I feel like that's a concocted myth. I feel like that's not a thing. Because if they steal it all from a village, if every single water source is from that village, then that's not possible because they're a pretty big water company. You can't get all of your water from one well and source it to literally tens of millions of people. But
hundreds of millions.
I digress.
You're not wrong. Not at all, no.
I feel like that's like some sort of weird, like, myth.
Like, kind of conspiracy theory?
Yeah.
Makes sense. Probably is.
I was at this random producer live stream, and some weirdo started talking about how VTubers are pedophilic or attract pedophiles. It's like the most random thing. It has nothing to do with the live stream. He just started talking about it.
Speaking of which, apparently my older brother's older than Tommy Innit.
Nice.
It's weird.
What does that have to do with?
I don't know. He's a YouTuber and nice. A child.
I know exactly who Tommy Innit, but like, what
he's
does that
a
have to
literal
do with?
Child.
Nice.
How did he get so big so fast?
Yeah, I'm really confused. How did Ryan's toy reviews get so big
Ryan's,
so fast?
Ryan is
he literally,
an 8-year-old
Ryan,
child.
Ryan's face will make any product shoot up by $15. Like, if you put a normal red shirt versus a red shirt with Ryan's face on it, it will instantly sell for $10 more.
Instantly.
Like, if you check the Walmart aisle, it's literally, they just have a section full of Ryan's World toys.
Oh my god.
I feel like his parents keep saying that they'll just stop whenever he wants to quit. Yo, I got a strong feeling that he probably already wants to quit by now, and they're just not letting him. I got a strong feeling they're not gonna let their moneymaker go so easily like that.
I mean,
he's what, 11
hundreds
now?
Of millions.
No, I think he's 9 as of June.
He's like 8 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, he's
now.
Like a nine. He's an 8 or 9 year old. Why do we have such trouble remembering this? Shouldn't we know what that is?
He's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. That's
yeah.
hundreds of millions
have,
of dollars
many,
more than
do
I
have. Do you know how many metal bison symbols you could buy for that? That's like the $500 symbols you buy at the luxury symbol shop. That's not a thing. But yeah, do you know how many expensive symbols you could buy? Well,
probably
according to $100 million, if each symbol is $500, and we just take 1,000 and multiply it by 1,000, and then we have $100,000, and then so yeah, you can buy $200,500 symbols of $100 million. Nice going, Ryan. Why did I do that? That was so random.
Math, man.
Nice going, Ryan. you can buy us that.
Go buy us the most expensive computer on Amazon.
I was randomly compelling if Mr. Beast did my shopping list, because I don't know why, I just wanted to fantasize on whatever the heck I'd get if Mr. Beast funded my Christmas wish list, and it only ran me $40,000, and I bought, like, every guitar in the guitar shop.
Oh my gosh.
Yep, so...
I mean, one piano's fine for me. I don't really know.
Yeah, one cheap boy electric guitar is good enough for me. I don't care. I just want all that.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Like, it's nice to have a $40,000 grand piano.
I kind of want to try to get
Ableton Live. It's nice to have a custom $20,000.
If I get famous, I'm going to try to get, like, a very expensive computer, then get Ableton Live, because that...
If I'm famous, I am gonna, I don't know, if I make, let's say that I make $1,000 a month. No, that's not.
That's not that much.
That's not much at all. How about $1,000 a week? That's kind of like the average million subscriber YouTube.
Mr. Beast makes $40 million. I have $40,000 a day.
No, I know what he makes. You know what? You know what the average 1 million subscriber YouTuber makes? They make like $50,000 a year, but generally they'll add like an extra $50,000 due to sponsorships. So I would guess maybe $100,000 a year. That's okay. It's not gonna, you know.
It's not a dentist, but you know.
It's not a dentist, but it's definitely more than enough to pay the bills.
We'll have to do our research, you know. But yeah, we'll come back to you guys on that.
Yeah, well, I don't know how much anyone made. I do know exactly.
I wish I had 1 million subscribers.
I do as well, because we would very much enjoy that many.
Taxes.
Monies. Yeah, taxes as well, so you probably only end up making about, and then profit. So you probably only end up making, like, $20,000 in profit a year. You spend You spend $80,000 a year, and you spent, like, $10,000 in taxes. It's probably a higher tax rate than that, but let's assume 10% tax rate, so you would have $10,000. You would make $10,000 a year. And I would probably just save that for like a 401k or something. But yeah.
If you had 10 million subscribers, that's like
400,000. If you
millions, honestly.
But then, you'd probably get about $1 million or something a year, because due to sponsorships, you'd probably get a couple million a year. I don't know how we went from talking about Deadmau5 to YouTuber money subscriptions.
How did that happen?
I think, yeah.
If this podcast blows up, then we're gonna have, like, a whole entire podcast show.
Yeah, I am gonna buy us a studio, each of us, and we'll just social distance, and then at some point, I would get a studio, and then we would go in it all the time.
I mean, makes sense, yeah.
And we would record a podcast, and we would have people on the podcast.
And we'd have, like, a whole crew working on it.
We'll just have, like, a whole team... What is this turning into anymore?
I don't know. Planning our futures out.
Pretty funny. We're just planning on our future. This is kind of like an Ear Biscuit styled podcast where we just talk about whatever.
Honestly, those are really entertaining.
This is the topic, and then we just chat for 30 minutes.
Isn't that the most
easiest way to make money ever? Just chat with your friend for 30 minutes.
Oh my gosh, yes.
How do people make so much gosh dang money? You make that much money off of literally chatting with someone for 30 minutes. That is... And you get to interview famous... You get to chat with famous people as well.
Yeah, I mean... I'm down for that.
Yeah,
I want to make millions of year... doing that.
I want to as well. But yeah. So that's really nice.
What would you do if you had 3 hours to spend $1 million.
Go on that. Go buy my all the things that I wanted, and then I would immediately go. How many? Just $1 million. 3 hours to spend $1 million.
Actually, let's say $5 million.
God dang. Okay. So I would immediately just buy something really expensive, then put it up for auction. And then I would just have...
How about you invest in stock markets?
I would not invest in the stock markets, because that always goes wrong. I would just not be lucky, and I don't really like that much risk involved in my money.
I apologize for going back to talking to Mr. Beast again, but he...
I know how he made his money.
Bitcoin.
I know how he made his money, and I still don't think I'd be very lucky. Like, there are very few investors that actually get that much money. But, yeah, I'd probably make sure that I get my home studio, and... I don't know, I'd probably buy a bunch of stuff in the house. Let's say once you've got everything queued up, it doesn't matter how long it takes you to buy it. How about that? So once you click it, So, if I say buy Lamborghini, and then I have to show up to the dealership 2 days later... or ship something, that still counts. So, yeah, I'd probably buy a...
Yeah.
I don't know. I probably wouldn't buy a Lamborghini. That's really impractical, and it would just eat up my money.
I'd probably buy a nicer car.
I'd probably buy a Camaro or something, or a Corvette, maybe.
Yeah. Those things are like Batmobiles.
Those things are nuts. And they're, like, not... They're a fifth the price of a Lamborghini, and literally go almost as fast. I'm really confused on what... Why... I don't even know.
What have we shifted the topic?
What have we shifted? We're just talking about cars now. But we have like 4 more minutes, unfortunately. I think that's like a rule number uno. Don't say how many minutes you have into the podcast. Then it isn't a podcast anymore.
Yeah.
But anyway. I don't know. Should we?
How do we end this?
How do we end this? just saying bye. A bunch. Yeah. Well, we hope you enjoyed our podcast. We're really glad you decided to stop here and listen to us talk for like
See you next time. Bye.